Hello, Mossy.
Morning, Middo. How are you, buddy?
Very well, thank you, mate. And overnight in the Premier League, at the top of the table, Arsenal and Manchester City both recording victories. Arsenal's in particular a big, big win, considering, of course, it's against Spurs. And Tottenham now, they're going to struggle to get fourth. Aston Villa in pole position, even though Tottenham have a couple of games in hand of them, Mossy.
Yeah, spot on, Middo. So much riding on this game for Arsenal and Spurs, of course, for the reasons you just mentioned. And look, I think you've got to give credit to Arsenal, first of all. They're holding their nerve at the top, and they hold that slender lead over Manchester City, of course, who won as well. So they're holding their nerve. But we know they're specials at this time of the year, Man City. So them winning is no surprise. Arsenal holding their nerve shows that they've gone to the next level from last season. They're not falling in a heap like they did this time last season. Whether they've got enough to hold on, and Man City are going to have to slip up because they've got that game in hand against Spurs. And for Spurs this morning, I think Ange summed it up at full time. He said we just weren't good enough in that first half. You can't give a team like Arsenal a 3-goal advantage, and Spurs were poor the way they defended in that first half. Arsenal took full advantage, 4 shots on target, 3 goals is a pretty good conversion rate. But I think there's, again, and it always happens when there's results like this and goals conceded by Spurs, there's question marks over Ange's philosophy, and does he need to just find a little bit more balance in the way his team defends, particularly against the bigger teams. Tim Sherwood, ex-Spurs captain, this morning, quite critical of Ange's lack of adaptability, if you like, in the big games. And he said Mikel Arteta, this morning played on the counter, pretty much soaked up the pressure and hit Spurs on the counter, which is a different way of playing from when they played the smaller teams in the Premier League. So, intriguing. It always is a tactical battle, but at the end of the day, this time of the season is all about points. And Arsenal got 3, Spurs got 0.
Certainly did. Man City got 3 points as well against Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, that's right. As I said, Clarky, it's an expected result, but you've still got to go out there and do it. And, the banana skins just get slippery at this time of the season, and Manchester City aren't falling for that one. Erling Haaland, I have to laugh. Roy Keane, I respect Roy Keane, of course, and his opinion and the career he had, but to call him a League Two player a few weeks ago, I thought was very, very disrespectful. He scored again, and mate, it's ridiculous. I think that's an ex-player just looking to put his name in, lights and a headline because it was so disrespectful.
It looks like Liverpool have got a new manager, Mossy, and what did you make of the spat between Klopp and... Mo Salah.
Yeah. I knew that'd catch your eye, Loz, over the weekend. It's I don't know what was at the heart of it. I mean, Mo Salah's been on the bench towards the end of the season, but he's been out of form for his lofty standards. He'll go down as one of the EPL greats, definitely a Liverpool great. There's no doubt about that. But it would be a real shame to see the frustration boil over to get in the way of what's been a beautiful relationship between Klopp and Salah over the seasons that they've both been at the club. But so I don't know if it's frustration with how things are ending or whether it was a frustration at not starting or, not being ready to go on the pitch when Klopp wanted him to go on the pitch. I don't know what was at the heart of it, but it wasn't a good look. I'm all for players and coaches showing emotion on the sidelines long as they don't cross the line. But, petulance I draw the line at, but I would hate to see their relationship sour.
Gee, Mossy, I'm just looking in the Championship, Leeds United, and we've been mentioning this the last couple of weeks in the race for promotion, couldn't have had a more costly loss. They lost 4-0 to Queen's Park Rangers over the weekend. Ipswich, 3-3 against Hull. Just not seeing what Leicester did here, but at the top of that league now, top two automatically promoted, of course. Leicester, 44 games, 94 points. So you'd think they're pretty much home.
They play Preston. They play Preston away tomorrow morning, 5 a.m.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, Leeds, 45 games. That means they've got one to go. They're on 90. Ipswich, 44 matches. So they've got 2 games to go, and they're also on 90. So you'd probably say Leicester and Ipswich probably advantage them, really.
Yeah, that's right, with that game in hand, definitely. But, look, I know there's a lot of Aussie fans that would love to see Leeds back in the EPL. And, of course, if they don't get automatic promotion. They go into the playoffs, so there's still a chance Leeds if Ipswich win that game in hand and get the advantage. But it's always fascinating football this time of the season. I mean, right across the top leagues, of course, but the championship and who gets that that promotion into the Premier League is just such a wealthy payday that and into the best league in the world, in my opinion. So all eyes on that as well.
Yesterday in the A-League, Mossy, Melbourne City ended Western Sydney season with a 1-0 win over Western United, and Sydney FC 7-1 over Perth Glory. I mean, Perth Glory, as I said earlier this morning, started, well, they're in Bali.
Yeah, and by the looks of it yesterday, and this is all due respect to Bali United, but some of them should have been playing for Bali United. But they were very, very poor, Perth yesterday, the way they defended. But Alan Stadjic has got a point. They looked okay going forward at different times, but ultimately it was men against boys yesterday. Sydney FC, full credit, they steam into these finals. Really, if you look at the finals, you'd have to say Wellington Mariners and Sydney FC are the form teams going into the finals. Victory, obviously, with that loss to the Western Sydney Wanderers. MacArthur got well beaten over in Wellington. Melbourne City, of course, scrapped to a win last night. I commentated that one, and it was a grinding win, a fighting win. It wasn't a convincing win for Melbourne City over Western United. But what I will say about Melbourne City is they have got a roster that could cause a lot of problems in this final series now that it's a different competition, because they've got the experience. They've got Socceroos. They've got the goal scorer in Jamie McLaren, who scored yesterday. So he's back in a little bit of form in front of goal. So fascinating final series coming for Western Sydney Wanderers. You can only call it a very, very disappointing season for what they promised early on to now miss out on the top six. Marco Rudan's got a lot of soul searching to do. There's some rumours that he may or may not be there next season. He's got a 3-year deal in place, but we all know in football that doesn't mean much depending on what the payout clause is. It can only be a 3-month contract at times. But if he does stay, they've got some things to sort out, because their season was inconsistent at best.
Big game for the Mariners on Wednesday when they take on Adelaide, Mossy, because if they win, the Premier plate's theirs.
Yeah, that's right, Loz. I'm actually commentating that one and can't wait. I reckon that's going to be an absolute cracker of a night up there in Gosford. I'm tipping the Mariners to beat Adelaide. Of course, their season's over. They've got nothing but pride to play for. But I just think the momentum the Mariners have got, the way they play, the fact that nothing phases them, they're playing with complete freedom. I can't see anything but three points for the Mariners.
Mossy's lying.
Obviously, the game's being played after the season's, the regular season's done, but that's because they were stuck in the Middle East the other week, so rescheduled for that reason. Should be a cracker. Make sure you tune in. Paramount Plus, Wednesday night.
Okay, Wednesday night. We've got Mossy's line back clear now. In the A-League Women's as well, as expected, it'll be Melbourne City and Sydney FC in the grand final, and that's on Saturday afternoon in Melbourne, Mossy.
I think this is going to be an absolute ripper down there in Melbourne. 4:15 kickoff Saturday. The Premier's plate winners, Melbourne City, up against Sydney FC in their seventh grand final. Remarkable stuff. And Ante Juric deserves a lot more credit than he gets publicly, the Sydney FC coach. That's the amount of turnover he's had, the amount of Matildas that he's produced. He's done it with the youngest team in the A-League Women's this season. To get to the grand final again, it's just remarkable stuff. Hard to pick a winner. I've got a funny feeling this may go to penalties to sort out who lifts the trophy at the end of the game.
Champions League. Sorry, Wednesday, Thursday morning. We've got Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, PSG, Mossy. Who wins the first leg?
Can I sit on the fence and go, I'm actually tipping two score draws. I think Real Madrid and PSG may just take the advantage with an away goal, but I'm tipping two score draws. I can't split them in the first leg. I think ultimately over the two legs, I think Real Madrid and PSG will get it done, but that's over the two legs to get into the final. But two score draws... On Wednesday and Thursday morning Wouldn't surprise me. Bayern at home, of course, in the first leg against Madrid, and Dortmund at home against PSG. A
couple of big games that football season coming to its end. I'm going to give you a question without notice that you mentioned the A-League finals are about to start. Who are you backing to be the overall winner? If you've thought about that, to be fair.
Yeah, of course, Clarkie. And as I said, look, I think Wellington, Mariners and Sydney going as the form teams. And you'll get Wellington and Central Coast who get the first weekend off. Mariners, I think, will be playing. They play the AFC Cup final first leg on their weekend off. So they're not getting a weekend off per se, just from the A-League. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm going to find it hard to go past. Look, sorry, let me put it this way. If the Mariners didn't have the AFC Cup, I would say they're firm favourites, but how they juggle the two competitions at the pointy end is really going to be tough for them. So I think that will count against them lifting the grand final trophy. I wouldn't be surprised if they do. But I'm actually leaning towards Sydney FC. I just think they're in form. They've got big players in the right roles. Out on the pitch, they've got experience. They've got Lolly and Mac in great form. So Sydney FC, for me, will go very close to hoisting the trophy.
Thank you, Mossy.
Been a pleasure, guys. You have a great week.